We worship Madhurya. It was Madhurya Purushottam, Aishwarya Purushottam. Aishwarya Ram, Aishwarya Nishringa, Aishwarya Vishnu, Aishwarya Narayan. We worship Madhurya. Madhurya Dham, Vrindavan. Madhurya Krishna, sweetness. So actually we worship sweetness. And Rupa Goswami says Krishna is only sweetness. Four types of sweetness. Prema, Madhurya. Lila, Madhurya. Vena, Madhurya. Rupa, Madhurya. So what are we worshiping? Are we worshiping sweet? Well, ultimately, we're worshiping sweetness in four forms. A form of sweetness, form sweetness, flute sweetness, love sweetness, Lila Madhurya. The sweetness, pastime sweetness. So we're worshiping the sweetness. We actually worship sweetness. And our goal, the goal of our worship of the sweetness Bhagavatam, or we worship the sweetness in Bhagavan. Because Bhagavan is all Bhagavan Tattva. It's all Vishnu Tattva. Ram, Nishringa, Krishna, Narayan, Vishnu, it's all Tattva, Vishnu Tattva. They're all one in Tattva. But they're different in Leela, different in Rasa. So we worship the sweetness in Bhagavan. The sweetest aspect of Bhagavan, which is in Vrindavan. The sweetest Dham is Madhurya Dham. The sweetest form of the Lord is Govinda Damodar Madhav. Govinda Bhagavan, Damodar Madhav. Damodar Bhagavan, Madhav Bhagavan. Krishna, Shamsundar, Giridhari. So we worship that the sweetness within Him. And this, and our goal is love, prem seva of Krishna. Krishna and Dwarka, Krishna, all of his leela in the material world is like, it's called Nara Leela, human-like. So he set an example also for human behavior. Don't be attached to your wives. Everybody's married. I have 16,000 wives, but I do my duty. As a religious person, I get up at Bar Muhurta and meditate on God. So follow my example. All humans should follow my example. I mean, there's imitating Krishna and then there's following. We follow the teachings of Krishna and Shastra. We follow Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. These are Mukhya Shastra for us, especially Bhagavatam. And so the Bhagavatam contains the 10th canto of Dwarka Leela. So our, as we said, Amala Gyanam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Amalam Gyanam. This is perfect, pure knowledge. It's for us. It's instructional. It's teaching us. So we should follow Bhagavad Shiksha. The book Bhagavat and the Mahabhagavat, the devotee Bhagavat. Bhakta Bhagavat, we follow Bhakta Bhagavat and the Granta Bhagavat. Granta Bhagavat and Bhakta Bhagavat. The devotee Bhagavatam or Bhagavat and the Shastra or book, holy scripture Bhagavat. So the devotee by his own example, which is based on the teachings of Bhagavatam, he will rise early in the morning, isn't it? Do you see devotees doing that? They rise, Brahmahurti, they take bath, they attend Mangalarti, they worship Krishna. So, do we find any precedent for this? Yes, the Shastras are there. Bhagavatam is telling us this, and the Bhaktas are telling, the Mahabhagavats are telling this. The Bhakta Bhagavats are telling us, by their own example, their Achar, and by their Prachar. They're saying, yes, you should do this. And you say, do you have any example? Oh yes, we have example in the life of God Himself. And all the great rishis, they all got up at Brahmahurta. Even God in His Nara Leela, He was rising in Dwarka. You can't leave your one wife. You're so attached to the stinky, stinky, smelly body of your one wife, you can't get out of your double bed to go to Mangalarti. But Krishna was sleeping with 16,000 most beautiful queens in the universe. And He left His bed every morning at Brahmahurta to meditate on the Lord, or meditate on Himself, actually. So He set an example, but it's not that we do it. The example that God teaches, which our Mahabhagavats tell us, or our Bhakta Bhagavats teach us and instruct us to follow, that we follow. So there's following, then there's imitation. Oh, Krishna got up at 4 o'clock, I get up at 4 o'clock. But Krishna also has 16,000 wives. So I should have 16,000 wives, because I'm following His Bhagavan. So you can't go like that. You have to follow the teachings of Krishna, which are given to us by the Shastra. Guru Shastra and Sadhu. Not just Shastra. If you follow Shastra, then you become an imitationist. It's called Anukaran. You'll imitate. And that'll be a cause of fall down, misconception, and misdeeds. But that's through Anusharan. You have to take shelter of the devotee. One can only understand the Granta Bhagavat by going through the Bhakta Bhagavat. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya vidakshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshana. You have to surrender, pranipatena, surrender to Guru. Then you can understand the Shastra. Jnaninas tatva. Then you can see the truth of Shastra. You can understand the point and effect behind the Shastra. Otherwise you become confused, bewildered, and develop misconceptions about reality. It's called Shastra Brahm. Shastra Brahm, Sadhana Brahm. Bewilderment about Shastra, bewilderment about sadhana. Imagination, concoction. So sadhu and guru is required to refine, to clarify, refine, and strengthen one's understanding of Shastra.